The Osgood File, sponsored by Sage. Turning numbers into knowledge your business can use. Make your business smarter and your life easier with services from Sage. This is Dave Ross. The pictures from the Syrian town of Hula are horrifying. And those pictures have now become the main weapon of the Syrian opposition. More after this from Charlie. Foreign reporters are restricted in Syria, but now there is a YouTube channel with amateur video uploaded by Syrians who want the world to see and hear what their army is doing to them. For example, this is what it sounds like when an artillery shell lands a block away. It's amateur video that told the story of the massacre in Hula, with images showing row after row of dead children. In one clip, aired by CNN, a man of about 60 with white hair and red gloves, who'd been preparing the bodies for burial, shouts in despair at a UN observer.
By God, I washed the dead bodies of nine children. One was less than 9 months old. Did the infant carry an RPG? It was a baby. He had a pacifier in his mouth.
The Syrian government denies responsibility. There's a group called the Shabiha, the word means ghost, which seems to show up on the heels of army attacks to finish the job, and the army claims to know nothing about them. But somebody's responsible, and reporters notice that while local residents are able to go about their business in rebel-occupied towns, when the Syrian army shows up to liberate them, everybody flees. So now what? Will the White House send weapons? Not yet.
Further militarization of the situation in Syria could lead to greater chaos.
Will the Russian foreign minister finally stop defending Syria's behavior? Not yet.
You know, it takes two to tango. Even though in Syria what we have is not really a tango, we be having a disco party.
All of which inspired one viewer of the Syrian opposition channel to post a suggestion. Just airdrop millions of iPhones. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.